Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Cruise FM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White. Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating. Thinking about a new furnace? Get a free quote at alwaysplumbing.ca.
You gotta come on.
Hello!
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
Before I forget, let's mention the Monster Pro Wrestling tickets, which we have to give away, okay? We'll do that at some point this morning.
Yeah, we got a couple pair to give away today.
All right, so we'll hook somebody up with that.
Right on.
Grant went to the game last night with Donnie.
Went to the hockey game, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a good time.
That's fun.
Yeah.
How did he like it?
Oh, he loved it. I mean, we only stayed for the first period because it was late.
How old is he?
He's not quite 3 yet. He's okay, in a couple weeks.
I was going to say, he's just young, but...
Yeah, by the time started, and then you have one period, that's good enough.
Yeah. Still, that's good. That's
some
cool.
Treats.
Yeah. You got to start training him to chug a beer, though. I was thinking about this last night.
I don't know if you should do that at 3.
Oh, yeah.
Wait till at least 5.
No, you got to get going early.
Locke started drinking young. He turned out awesome.
I'm farming. I just think it would be so funny to have Grant Johnson, like, on the big screen with Donnie next to him at 4 or 5 years of age, and he notices he's on the big screen. Grant hands Donnie his beer, and he just gugged it. Work on it on the weekends.
Yeah.
Right? You don't want to see Mac. You know, you don't want to get Mac involved, right?
We'll get on that. Yeah.
Something the boys need to work on.
Like, just throw a little bit in his sippy cup every once in a while.
Yeah. See, because he might, if he starts learning to do it, you know, he'll get good at chugging beers.
Yeah, I guess so.
The locker room topic of the day.
Who controls the purse strings in your home? My relationship with my wife has always been very equitable on the money side of things. We've never had any issues.
No fighting, overspending or anything like that?
No. Neither one of us have like a ridiculous habit like where we're spending thousands and thousands of dollars a year on something.
Beer? Well,
the beer thing has come up.
Is that ever a conversation? Like, hey, we're spending a lot of money on 48 packs of Bud Light.
Not really. No, to be fair, it hasn't. And if she wants something or I want, there's never, and I don't even remember there ever being any conversation about what we would do with the money. It all just went into one pot.
Yeah.
And we just kind of pay our bills and we've moved forward. I pay the bills. Like, I'm in charge of banking.
You actually do that. That's surprising.
That surprises a lot of people.
I thought for sure your wife would be like the bill payer.
I've done that from day one.
She's very so organized and like, I mean, you're organized too, but.
On a different level. Yeah. I don't know why.
She seems like an accountant. Like, if you met her, you would think she's an accountant.
No, not at all. Like, she's not. I think the thing, it stressed her out. We have different ideas about how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if when we discuss how the money is dispersed and how I do it, there's better ways of doing it than I do it.
Right.
Smarter ways. I get it done. But, so she's annoyed by that.
Yeah.
Like, so you move this from there to this, and then why are you doing that? I'm like, I don't know. I've just always sort of done it.
I've just been doing it.
The bills get paid.
Our lights are on.
Yeah. But I thought this was interesting because I think we live in a time, the Japan thing, 3/4. So 75% of married men just give all their money to the wives and they take an allowance.
Yeah.
Because they know that the women are probably going to be smarter and wiser and do more with the money. Like, you're going to get more bang for your buck if your wife is actually handling the finances.
Yeah.
And I think we're in a time where that's kind of accepted.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Like, back in the day, you know, the Mad Men era.
That would have never been a thing.
It was never
the opposite. It was like, okay, here's your money to get your hair done.
And we flipped that on its script, right?
Yeah.
What's it? in, because you're brand new. You just got married this summer.
Yeah, we just put all our money in a pot and then
away you go.
Pay the bills and budget. Okay, this is what we're going to spend on this, and
yeah,
this is what we got for this, and yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it just all goes together, and that just wasn't even a question for me to do that. Like,
probably makes.
Tell my parents were like,
yeah,
made their money together and spent it together.
Does Bonnie give you an allowance? Bonnie, I'm a little shy.
Bonnie,
I bought 3 15 packs this week instead of 2. Can I have another 20?
You're such a dick.
Well, no one knows who Bonnie is.
No, except us.
It's only funny to us.
The locker room topic of the day.
Who controls the purse strings in your home?
Kane said, we make our own money, so we do with it what we want. Like he said, when I bought my Jeep, we talked about it. But she said, it's your money, so if you want to buy a Jeep, go for it. And he said, when it comes to house purchases, we talk and we share the cost. And that seems to be, like Christy said, we've been together for 17 years. We have our separate accounts. We split bills. What I do with my money is my business. What he does with his money is his business.
Ha!
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's so foreign to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happened.
It's not an issue like that we've had. I don't know.
That's kind of the way things were with your old man and your mom, right?
No, it was a little different. Like, my mom ran the books for the business as well as paid all the bills at the house and did everything. So,
okay, so she
got both paychecks. She paid the bills. Dad got an allowance.
Old Jim got,
I feel like Jim probably
money.
Wasn't spending much, yeah.
No, but he'd buy beer.
Deck of smokes and some beer.
He stopped smoking years ago, but that's a different story.
When your old man passed away, Jimmy...
He restarted smoking. He had stopped smoking for over 10 years.
No, but Jimmy was telling stories because he would get on the phone with his mom and touch base with her like every, you know, couple of weeks or whatever, and she was going through his shit, and she'd find like... He was stashing money all over the house.
So what happened was, no, she'd give him an allowance, or you know, she'd give him money to gamble when they're at the casino, and he'd win, and he'd hide his winnings.
She found a couple of grand.
She found over 2 grand. She bought herself a nice bracelet.
How much money he's got buried in the cornfield out back.
Oh yeah, we should go
shoe
down there.
Shoebox is full.
Is the maze still operational?
The locker room topic of the day.
Cruz, who controls the purse strings in your house?
I wish it was my wife, but unfortunately it's me.
Oh, really? Okay. And unfortunately because...
I think finances are such a big burden for relationships. I'd rather not deal with it. But
yeah.
I find I have to haul a lot of the weight sometimes, and I wish she'd take most of it, to be honest.
Okay, yeah. That's fair. That's fair. It's stressful.
I could see it being a burden if you're the one like setting the budget or something, too. Yeah. And then
that's exactly it. There's no real allowance for one or the other. We kind of discuss almost every single purchase, especially with how like times are. We really have a tight string on things lately.
Yeah, you're not alone, man. It's I've noticed... Big time. The disposable income has shrunk significantly. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Are you fairly new in your relationship?
No, we've been doing about 8 years, three years of married, and about 3 years of long distance. But just about everything is discussed between us, and
then we
have the one pot. So,
well, keep it up. Communication's key.
I'll try. Take care, guys.
What's your name?
Josh.
The locker room topic of the day.
Who controls the purse strings in your home?
Dean said the wife does because he is not to be trusted on his own, so he needs her keeping track of things, as he would just have all the cool stuff, but no power in the house. He'd have a house full of fun stuff, but there'd be no lights on.
And nothing to eat.
Say they put all their money in one pot, make decisions together, but she keeps an eye on things.
Yeah. Dean probably gets a toy every once in a while.
Yeah.
We had this a similar conversation like this about a month ago. And remember the guy that came home from work and went to the dealership and bought a truck and drove it home?
Oh yeah.
That's
right.
Blows my mind.
Like, yeah, he was like, it's my money. So he just went and bought a brand new truck.
I can't even
imagine showing up at home today with the Bronco.
Honey, look.
My money.
It's my money, too.
The locker room topic of the day.
Who controls the purse strings in your home? In Japan, three-quarters of men give all their money, three-quarters mm-hmm. of married men, 75% of the population that's married, gives their money to the wives. They get a monthly allowance. Mm-hmm. So it's just the norm, right? I don't think the norm here... That's not the norm here. I think separate accounts is more the norm here.
Seems to be.
Based on what we're getting this morning.
Yeah, Morgan said that her and her husband have shared, a couple shared accounts for certain things, vacation, savings, bills, etc. But then they also have their own separate accounts. And she said, I think it's important both partners always have a little money on their own. Creates a sense of feeling. You know, if you see something you want to splurge on, you can do it. Not have to ask. She said it's also nice for when you want to buy a gift for the other person because you have some money to do that, where it's not like taking money from your shared account and buying.
I just get told
what you're
buying.
Don't
look at the Visa.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't check the Visa.
There's something on there for you.
The locker room topic of the day.
Who controls the purse strings in your home?
Steven said me and Serena, his wife, have separate accounts. But they split the bills, so she pays some, he pays some, and then if there's a big house cost that going on that together, but separate accounts.
I'm wondering
which
if
seems
that,
to be pretty common.
Yeah, I was going to say, because we're seeing more of that. I think my situation with my wife, where it's all one pot, seems mm-hmm. to be a little...
Maybe that's old school.
You know what's funny, too, because she used to be the breadwinner in our family.
Yeah.
Right? And then... Over the years, we kind of switched places. We'd go back and forth where, you know, I'd get a little bit of a raise. And then, and I honestly, I swear to God, over the years, I think it's balanced out.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the bad pay on the front end of my career.
Started to even out.
It
yeah.
started to even out a little bit.
But I kind of wonder, like all these people that text in, I haven't asked them, but have kids. Where they have separate accounts and do that. You have kids, so you guys have shared expense.
Yeah, it's harder
like with everything like that. Like in my case, my family with
true
expensive.
Yeah, that's a good point. The kids would change that for sure, right?
I wonder if that
or would it be one would pay difference. For one kid, one would pay for the other.
Or I wonder how many are like Lynn's. Ryan said we were just too lazy to merge our accounts and change all the auto deposits and withdrawals and stuff. So we just kind of kept separate accounts, but we have access to each other's accounts, is what he said. So he said they were just too lazy to do it.
Okay. Maybe that's, yeah, that might be. Well, because there's a lot of relationships that start past a certain point, too, right?
Yeah.
Where, like, I got together with my wife
did
in our
even,
early 20s.
Did
so...
you even have a bank account yet?
Paying for everything in cash. Kept all my money in the glove box at the church.
As you should.
The locker room topic of the day.
We're doing a discussion about who controls the purse strings in the house. And this was a... Well, this is an odd text. No?
Yeah?
Morning.
Walter?
Hello, how are you?
Good. What do you do to your wife?
I charge my wife rent.
$350.
She gets to drive the new Ford, so...
Okay.
She basically makes the truck payment, so.
Okay.
But my wife, we kind of try to split everything 50-50.
Except
but I pay
you
so
charge
much more
her
in
rent.
Mortgage and all that.
Okay.
You're her landlord.
So have you ever upped the rent?
Well, I did. Actually, I had to because the interest rate went up. It used to be 300. Now it's 350.
Wow, I don't even know what to say to you. Fantastic.
I live on the edge, you know. You're not living on the ledge, you're not living at all, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. I would be very good. You sleep in the same bed with her?
No, I sleep downstairs.
Does she ever try to take advantage of that as, like, you're the landlord, so when things are broken, she's like calling you in? And...
I wish.
All right. Have a good day, Walter.
Okay, we'll see you soon.
Three.
The Locker Room's Midget at the Movies.
I shall call him Minnie.
I will not beg, no.
The
It's like Minute at the Movies, but shorter.
Jimmy goes home on the weekends. He watches a movie. This year, the theme has been, and he reviews it, comes back on the Monday, and tells us about it. Mentioned to the movies. This year's theme has been movies picked by locker room listeners. Last year, it was an entire year of Nicolas Cage movies, which unintentionally revitalized the man's career. Thank you to Jimmy and Midget at the Movies. The month of October, traditionally, over the last couple of years, we've done scary movies, like horror movies. And so on the weekend, Jimmy had to go home and watch we started with like a classic, old school. And I'm not talking 80s or I'm talking like 1968.
Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah. So Jimmy reviewed that. Wasn't a huge fan. Kind of a cult classic for those who are into horror movies and zombie movies. We had that review, like I said, on Monday morning. During the weekends, I had, again, three or four people suggest the same idea, and we bounced it off Jimmy yesterday just to sort of see where his head was at, and he was very against it. And at first, I was like, I don't want Jimmy to be out of pocket. I mean, he's a check-to-check guy, like a lot of us are right now, and I don't want him to send him to the movie theaters because, you know, like... But there's a new movie out. Yeah. It's like $50. For two people go to the movie theater. You get a pop and a popcorn. Get two,
it's not going to be taking two people, but
that's a good point. Anyway, a lot of people suggested this new movie, Smile, which has got, I don't know if it's got good reviews, but it's getting some attention.
It's getting a lot of attention. It's making a decent amount of money.
I don't know anything about it.
So it's a horror movie.
Obviously.
It is getting good Rotten Tomatoes on it.
Oh, is it? Okay.
80% good. From the audience, 77% from critics. And it's like this psychological thriller where this therapist has a woman come into her office and the woman is really panicking, ends up like smiling at her and then killing herself. And then after that, the therapist keeps like seeing people smiling at her and all this weird stuff going on.
This is why I avoid therapy.
I'm having a bit of like the Mandela effect because I'm sure I've seen this movie years ago. Like, I remember a movie coming out on Netflix where people were smiling really creepily and it was a horror movie, and I can't find anything about it online. So I was really messing with my head right now, but they did a lot of promotion.
You're right.
They did a lot of promotion for this one that was different. Like,
what movie was that?
There was one, wasn't there? I can't find it anywhere. But like the promotion for this one, like they went to a bunch of baseball stadiums and they got tickets right behind home plate and they had actors sitting behind home plate smiling like crazy people. And
yeah. Okay, that's why it's getting a lot of press.
Yeah, they did like lots of viral marketing for it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But it sounds like it's pretty decent and it sounds like it would just terrify Jimmy.
It looks terrifying and it's got good reviews and Jimmy wouldn't be paying to go to the theaters.
Because he got a free movie pass.
Jimmy and I got passes to Landmark Movies, media passes for an entire year. Which I've only used like twice now. Lame.
I did use it once.
So it doesn't even cost Jimmy anything to go to the movies and he can take a person with him.
I think you should go.
No, I told you at the beginning of this month, I haven't watched any of these movies in the dark. And in the theater, they're not going to turn the damn lights on for me.
Yeah, but you're there with other people.
Yeah, I will go on one condition. Your ugly ass goes with me, Lachlan.
I'm really busy right now. Like,
I feel that. So I think I'm too busy to go to this movie, too.
I got lots on my plate right now.
Yeah, I'm moving. Me too. I've got, you know,
what do you have this
award,
weekend,
I've got an award-winning podcast. You know, I've got my Star Wars, the music of Star Wars on Saturday. We got Thanksgiving.
Go before I'm the music going to of family. Star Wars.
I'd much rather play for Thanksgiving. No, I have family here.
You're going to Army Chris's to drink for an entire day?
No, I'm going to my aunt's.
He's deep frying a turkey.
There's going to be some sort of episode with that deep fryer at some point.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So you're saying no.
I'm I'm saying a hell no.
Yes, okay. that was the movie. Truth or Dare.
Truth or Dare.
Somebody texted in. Thank you. It's the exact same smile.
Yeah. Well, as soon as you started talking about it, I remembered something. Yeah. I never watched the movie, but yeah, I remember something.
I was forced to watch that for something.
I'm glad I'm not going crazy. Because I was like,
was that a horror movie?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's make him watch that one.
He's already seen it.
Truth or Dare.
Oh, years and years ago.
Why would you watch that?
It only came out like 3 years ago.
He has a very warped sense of time. Jimmy.
Yeah. Smile's got way better ratings and everything else.
That doesn't mean Jack Diddley squat to me.
All right. Well, we'll work on him.
Hey, what if we get like a certain number of texts?
How about
if 20 people text in saying, go see Smile?
No. If 150 text in, not the same person 150 times.
That's a lot of text. I don't know if that many people are interested in Midget at the Movies.
Yeah.
I was thinking 10, 15.
No.
Wimp.
I'll go if you go.
Well, the texts are starting to roll in here, Jimmy.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
We got a lot of texts. A lot of texts.
And this was supposed to be listener picked movies.
I'll make you a deal.
Yeah, I got a suggestion.
No.
Maybe you go to a matinee.
No, this month I'll go. By the end of the month, I will go.
Okay. Because
we've had 26 texts. I will go, but
you should
just
take somebody with you.
It can't be this weekend because, like, I've got wrestling and then Star Wars and then Thanksgiving.
I actually want to see this one in theaters too, so maybe I'll join you.
There you go, Grant can go and hold your hand.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need to say things out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like our job, quite often we'll weigh in on things. We'll have an opinion. You know, I'll say something, you know, about how I feel about it or, you know, Grant will weigh in. Jimmy wants, he'll wave his hand and he'll want to say, and then you can ignore what we have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most people just do.
Yeah.
I think people tune into this program for entertainment, not so much our opinions, even though occasionally we share them. And then I was looking at this and I was going, okay, well, I have an opinion about some of this stuff.
Okay.
But maybe it's best if it's just presented in headline form and then we can just move on. We'll just throw it out there and then everyone can go, okay, all right, that's what's happening in the world that we live in. North Korea fired a missile over Japan yesterday. Putin took a nuclear weapons convoy and started moving it to Ukraine. Donald Trump is suing CNN for slander. And Justin Trudeau went bungee jumping. I don't know if we need to say anything else.
Quite the headlines.
Yeah. The Locker Room presents The Grant Report for JT's Bar and Grill, where good people come to enjoy the best food and drinks with other good people. Now, Grant Johnson.
So last week, NASA made headlines because they fired a rocket at an asteroid just to see what happened. You know, they had a few hundred million to burn, so they thought, let's see how accurate that arcade game Asteroids is. Did they actually blow up into tiny little chunks? So they were mad that their moon rocket has failed. They haven't been able to go back to the moon, and they took it out on a passing asteroid. And this headline today has me a little worried that we might have angered it somehow. The headline reading, after getting slammed by NASA, asteroid has grown a tail. Oh, great. Some say that it's debris from the asteroid falling off, causing this tail in the sky. But I know the truth. I know that it's now transforming, getting stronger. Have we learned nothing from all the sci-fi movies and Battlestar Galacticas and whatnot? These things always get stronger when we try to use our weapons on them. It's clear now the aliens don't want anything to do with us. So can we stop firing rockets into space and lighting tire fires on the moon? Maybe stop provoking them for a while, please. Give it a break. The Grant Report is brought to you by BOGO Tuesday at Edmonton Glory Hole Tours. Edmonton's original haunted house. We guarantee you'll scream. Buy one tour, get one tour at Edmonton or Tabor, gloryholetours.com.
Game over, man. man. It's game over.
We're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Again, I don't know her well. I didn't know about her until I saw this article yesterday. And I watched an interview she did. It was about 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes long. And it was, I think it was primarily directed at people that are married.
So she hosts reality shows, marriage boot camps.
Okay.
L.A. Shrinks. She's written books.
Yeah. She's...
she's on the Dr. Oz show quite a bit.
Okay, all right. She might... what I was going to say, you might recognize her voice, or if you saw her, you might know her. I don't think she's at that sort of instant recognition status,
no,
though.
She's not a Dr. Oz.
Yet. No, no, yeah. No, obviously not. So this is Dr. V, and this is a comment that she made in this interview that I watched yesterday.
It's 2019. The idea that anybody is waiting 3 dates to have sex is bullshit. So we should all just stop perpetuating these dumbass rules that don't make any sense. If you feel a connection with someone on the first date and it feels right and you're both in the moment, allow yourself to have that moment.
So my thing with that comment is, and I've said this before, whenever I hear a rule,
mm-hmm,
I'm like, okay,
who created that?
Where did that? Why is that a thing?
Mm-hmm.
And it is quite prevalent in the dating world. You'll hear people that are dating
three dates before you get it on.
Well, 3 dates, or you don't text until the next day, or
all those games.
Like all this stuff. And I'm always like, what is all this? Like, this doesn't make. Who came up with this?
I don't know if that just comes from like movies and TV shows, or that somebody one day decided to make that a rule. But she was saying, yeah, if you're on a first date and it feels good, just go for it.
You and I have talked about this multiple times. Well, the three of us have. Jimmy's not so much engaged in social media, but
yeah,
he kind of uses it begrudgingly. This also applies to social media rules.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's these rules about what you do, how often you send, and
but some of those are because of algorithms, right? Those are actual.
Yeah, but algorithms change every week.
I know.
They're constantly messing with stuff.
People are always trying to figure out algorithms and stuff, so.
Yeah, anyway. And I'm sure there's people out there that are making good money to try to circumvent all these, you know, algorithms and things like that, and give social media. But I say the same thing all the time. Who created that rule? Why?
Yeah.
What, tell me why. Why is that a rule, right? And is it going to change? And I think people need to start asking questions. If you're single right now and you're out there trying to follow some sort of rules, mm-hmm, that your friends or family or whatever is teaching you, like, just start asking why.
Just be yourself.
She made another interesting point. Like, at the beginning of a relationship, it is crucial to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And she used the example that if you want to have kids, let's say you're in your early 30s, you're a single woman, and you're dating with the expectation that you're going to meet a man to impregnate you so you can populate the planet.
Yeah.
Right? And you deny that because you think it's going to scare away some. Guess what? The guys that you're scaring away with that conversation, and this is the point she made.
They're not the guys you want.
They're not the guys you want. They're not the ones that are going to want to.
That's like a good point.
Right?
If somebody's scared because you said you want kids, then you probably shouldn't invest your time and energy into something with that person.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've said this countless times. We are not truthful enough with each other in society.
Mm-hmm.
And again, not just in relationships, but in all aspects of life. You got to lay it on the line, everybody.
Yeah. So, Jimmy, no more waiting. Stop waiting until the third date, Jimmy.
Well, you need to hide a lot of things, though.
You don't be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, you... That's different over there.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
I have a James Bond theory, Grant.
Okay.
I think they've picked James Bond already.
I think so.
They have somebody that they've already locked up, and they're getting too much press right now from the conversation about, oh my God, is it going to be this one? Oh, no, should we do it? A woman? That they love that. and that it's kept the sort of the mystique of it going.
Mm.
So I don't think they want to announce it just yet.
Well, it's kind of weird because a few weeks ago they were saying it's not going to be somebody older. Like Idris Elba was even too old.
Yeah.
But now they're saying it's not going to be somebody younger.
Well, I think...
Because they're saying...
It's going to be like a 30-year-old or something. That's why I'm saying...
They're saying it's not going to be like
too specific.
20-year-old because they're saying he's a veteran. Bond is already a veteran. He's not just starting out in these movies, so...
Yeah, you kind of have to have somebody... If they're not old, they have to have that look, right? Like, apparently Sean Connery started out quite young, but he looked like he was 50 when he was 30.
Yeah.
Right? So you have to have that kind of... And a lot of people have that look.
Mm-hmm.
They look a lot older than they actually are. I was watching a video of Pierre Poilievre. He's a bit like that.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah, because at 19, he looked like he was in his late 20s, early 30s, right?
Well, I remember Archie Bunker.
Yeah.
Aaron O'Toole. And, we were like, oh, he's too old. And they were like, oh, he's actually younger than Trudeau. Like, some people just look old.
Right? Yeah, he was like 2 or 3 years younger than JT.
Yeah. Some people just have an old look to them.
The thing is, with all the franchises, though, the reason why they're not saying anything is there a lot of the long franchises, like the Star Wars, like stuff like that, they don't want to give details that people are constantly watching, looking, waiting, and they sometimes don't give it till last minute.
That's exactly what Locke said.
No, but it's just, but all the franchises, the big ones, are doing it. It's not just something, this isn't something new that they're doing. A lot of them do it.
Thanks for joining us today, Jimmy.
You didn't say that. I was actually listening.
Exactly. He said exactly that.
I just said I think they're doing it on purpose to keep us all...
The mystique.
Yeah, but it's just they're not the only one to do that is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. All right, thanks, Jimmy.
You're in the Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Good morning, Cruise.
Hey, brother, what's shaking?
Hey, Billy Bob and Dean. Billy Bob.
I got something to say. This is the truth. I got this after drinking 24 beers last night. John Hamm is the new James Bond.
He's not British.
John Hamm doesn't have to be British. He could fake it.
There's
like all the
no
other
way. There's no way that they'll put anybody...
They got Daniel Day-Lewis, an Irishman, to play Lincoln. They can do John Hamm.
James Bond won't do that, though.
No.
He's not that old, and he's not that young. And he's got that look. He's got it. Stay cool, man. And if you can't be good, be bad, baby. Dig it.
Bill Bondi.
Adios.
Do we play that on the air?
Yeah, I don't know.
Absolutely.
We're going to get him killed. She's going to kill him.
In the Locker Room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
I was thinking about this when I watched that Emancipation movie trailer yesterday. It dropped yesterday. Now, we talked about this last week. So the new Will Smith movie is going to be released this week. And
this a lot of December,
this,
right?
Yeah, a lot of this is tied to the failure from the critical perspective of Beer Run.
Yeah, the greatest beer run ever. Wasn't getting very good reports from critics. And Apple wanted a movie out there that was going to, you know, make an Oscar run.
That's going to get them some awards.
They just had Coda last year, which won a lot of awards.
Yeah, yeah.
So they wanted, Greatest Beer Run Ever. Got great audience scores, but not so much with the critics.
Yeah.
So then they decided to go ahead and release Emancipation.
Even though there's all this backlash about the Oscar slap. I
don't think people will care.
Oh, from the awards perspective, they will.
Oh, from the awards perspective, yes. But I mean, as far as watching it, I don't think Will Smith slapping Chris Rock is going to stop people from watching this movie. It's a good movie. I mean, people still listen to Michael Jackson music all the time.
You're right. Right? Well, I was in that same kind of boat because I was the one who was saying King Richard's a really good movie.
Yeah, I need to watch the King Richard.
Yeah, like you got to watch that movie.
Yeah.
And that's what that's what he won a Best Actor nod for.
Yeah.
And then when he went up and slapped Chris Rock before I can just imagine the people from Apple going, oh, what did you just do?
Because we look at it
as
just like,
doing?
Oh, he went up there and slapped. That's embarrassing. But like, Apple's like, you just cost us $1 billion.
Yes. Yes.
We got a big movie coming out with you.
It puts it into perspective when you take a look at the impact that it would have had on the business side of what he does, right?
Yeah. Well, I was reading he's generated $6.5 billion at the box office. As one man, just by being in movies, has generated $6 billion.
Well, and I got to say it, I will go watch this movie.
Oh, yeah. It'll be on Apple TV, so you'll be able to watch it at home if you want.
Yeah, it looks really good. And
movie is he's a slave who escapes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks unbelievable. And that drops in December. And
it's the director from Training Day.
Yeah. It's kind of weird how this is all, like, it's tied to a movie called The Greatest Beer Run of All Time.
Yeah. This is all because of a movie about the greatest beer run of all time.
Yes. Starring what's his nut?
That's with Zac Efron.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bill Murray. And
Zac Efron's inability to attract attention from the critics has maybe got your career revitalized, Will Smith.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.